You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hello and welcome to the Over and Back Classic NBA Podcast. I'm Rich, no Jason, but we're going to continue our series here on the Slam Dunk Contest. NBA at 75 in conjunction with Fansided.com and the Step Back at Fansided.com. We have seen the best of the best. We've seen 1988. We saw the duel of Dominique and Michael Jordan. And now it's going to all come crashing down, unfortunately. We're not going to, you know, thankfully with this series, we're only doing 10. So we're not going to painstakingly have to watch too many of these not so great dunk contests of the 90s. But we do have to dive into some of them because I think they are significant and important. And this one in particular, the 1993 dunk contest that we're going to talk about here, is important because it does it gives a radical transformation for what this thing used to be and what this thing is right now and what this thing would be really for the rest of its history. And there's going to be obviously some great dunkers that are going to come in and have great individual dunk contest performances and people that would become stars that would have great dunk contest performances. But this dunk contest, to me, more than any other before, and we are going to cover 1997 as well. Have to cover 1997 in the series. But to me, this one really signified, okay, there's a whole new game going on here in the dunk contest. And it's not that fun. It's not that exciting. And it's kind of the first time when you can really sense people looking around and going, I don't know. What are we doing here? Like, what's going on with this competition? And does this competition have a history? Does this competition belong on All-Star Weekend anymore? Is it possible that we have done it all and we have seen it all here in 1993? And obviously that would not be true. We would find that out many, many years later that would not be the case. But this one does feel like the first time when really everybody starts to look around and go, okay, what the hell's the future of this contest look like? And that's why we are going to cover it. So let's get into it. This is the 1993 dunk contest. Of course, thank you guys so much for listening to every other episode here of the NBA at 75. Numbers are very good for these, so you guys are clearly enjoying these. I hope you are. If not, I suppose you could let us know. And Overback NBA or at Overback NBA on Twitter, you can let us know if you don't like them. But seems like you guys are, so we're going to keep them going. Because I'm too far gone, man. I've already done all the notes. They've already done all the work. So, sorry. You're going to get, like, a bunch more episodes, so. Anyway, let's get to it. So this is the 1993 NBA Slam Dunk Contest. It was sold as a youth movement. The new wave. A new generation of top-tier dunkers ready to take the mantle from your Dominique Wilkins and Michael Jordan types. When Wilkins won his final contest in 1990, it was the end of an era. The contest would undergo a radical transformation over the next two seasons that saw spectacle take center stage even more than it had in 1986 when Spud Webb won the competition. In 1991, D. Brown coupled Webb's "Hey, look, a short guy is dunking" style with branded flair as he got the crowd on his side by pumping up his Reebok pumps and finishing the competition by doing a no-look dunk. Brown defeated Kemp in a fun but largely disappointing competition. The next year, Cedric Sabalas used a blindfold to defeat Larry Johnson in the finals. Whether or not he could actually see out of that blindfold, who cares? It was fun, it was exciting, and it was a great way for the competition to continue to innovate and move forward, now without top-tier stars. In 1993, though, the lack of star power was too obvious to ignore. Kemp, the competitor's lone star, withdrew due to injury. The remaining competitors were a decent blend of role players and rookies. And sure, the dunks were still good, but the 1993 contest, more than any other in history at this point, had the look and feel of a concept losing its grip on basketball fans. There were more stars than ever in the NBA in 1993. Business was booming, yet the showcase event for All-Star Weekend is headlined by Clarence Weatherspoon and Harold Miner and Tim Perry and David Benoit. Call it a youth movement all you want. The dunk contest had a star problem. And no matter how many times you called Miner Baby Jordan, it doesn't make it true. The competitors. Clarence Weatherspoon. Philadelphia's lottery pick rookie was a building block for the next great 76ers team. Julius Erving he was not, but Weatherspoon showed a lot of promise in the early parts of his career. Harold Miner. The man affectionately known as Baby Jordan because, well, he was bald and he dunked. A victim of expectations, Miner would join Jordan in winning two slam dunk contests, but would not join him in becoming one of the greatest basketball players of all time because he would play only 4 years in the NBA. Tim Perry. Traded to Philadelphia from Phoenix in the Charles Barkley trade. This is the second of Perry's three dunk contests. He never finished higher than fifth. Kenny Smith. The man who would later become famous for his commentary during the dunk contests. Smith is going to make history on this night, becoming the first player to ever participate in the slam dunk and three-point contest in the same night. Damian Lillard would join him with the honor in 2014. David Benoit. The second year Utah Jazz forward is a fan favorite in Salt Lake City, but at this time nothing more than an accessory role player for the Jazz. Chris Jackson. The future Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf is arguably the best player in the competition this year as he was enjoying a career year in Denver. One caveat. He had never dunked in an NBA game before. Odd choice for a dunk contest. And then Cedric Sabalas, the defending champion, who won't be able to use props this year as the NBA attempted to get the contest, quote, back to basics. No blindfolds, no chairs, just dunks, baby. The competition. We start off the competition with David Benoit. And let me tell you, no crowd has ever been this excited about David Benoit, but as the hometown representative, he is the favorite. His first dunk is a two-handed reverse. It got him a nice reaction, but unfortunately, a total score of 85.8 in the first round is not going to get him to the finals. All respect in the world to Kenny Smith for pulling double duty on this night. The former dunk contest participant, 1990 and 1991, came out of the gates with an alley-oop 360. As mentioned, Chris Jackson had never dunked in an NBA game, ever, and he's in the dunk contest. This isn't your father's dunk contest, folks. Now, how does this happen? Denver Nuggets president and general manager Bernie Bickerstaff sent a tape to the NBA of Jackson dunking during practice. I haven't seen the tape. You haven't seen the tape. Nobody's seen the tape. Unless you worked in the NBA offices in 1993, maybe you saw the tape. But I'm guessing that most of you, or all of us, or 99.99999% of people listening to this, and very likely 100 people, have never seen this tape. And it must have been impressive, because here he is. He's not going to last long, though. Jackson is going to bow out in the first round with a score of 80.8. Good enough for second to last. Then finally some energy as Harold Miner got the crowd going with a throwback to a classic Wilkins dunk. Split-legged, double-clutch reverse. Baby Jordan, nah, more like Baby Neek, man. Come on. Tim Perry, who would end up finishing with a pathetic first-round score of 70, does a basic up-and-under reverse dunk. Clarence Weatherspoon, an underrated dunker during the early part of his career, hit a really fun baseline windmill with a ton of power to get one of the first round's best scores. Channeling his inner Clyde Drexler, Cedric Sabalas decided to do pretty much the exact same dunk. Not advised. Didn't work for Drexler. Didn't work for Sabalas here either. Benoit would follow with a two-handed windmill. At this point, the crowd, the announcers, and even the participants seem bored, tired, annoyed, or a combination of all three. The last part of the first round is among the worst dunk contesting you will ever see. Smith needed to grab the rim to complete his dunk. Jackson missed a windmill. Perry tried a free throw line dunk and missed it. And then Jackson missed again. Once again, Miner saved things with an alley-oop windmill. Thank God for Harold Miner. Perry missed his last attempt and is ready to walk off the court when he's told that he can attempt one more if he'd like. Perry motions as if he's going to call it a night and he's done here. But then he does the most basic behind-the-head dunk you will ever see. Feel the excitement. Before the final round, TNT's Craig Sager interviews judges Connie Hawkins and Julius Erving and asks them, you know, how would things improve? How could they make this dunk contest better? And hey, would things improve if they had a replay monitor? I'm just going to play the interview because it's pretty classic stuff here.
Before there was Wilkins, there was Connie Hawkins and Julius Erving. And guys, you're having a lot of fun, but what are you looking for in these dunks?
Well, for me, I'm looking for somebody that's being creative, and so far they haven't been real creative so far.
Hey, I think they need to spike it. I think they need to have some charisma. They need to obviously execute and show some degree of talent. They need to get the crowd involved. And on those timing dunks, it's necessary that you nail it. You catch it in the right spot and that you nail it. I'm looking for the spike.
Charles Barkley had a good point. Some of these are better on replay. You guys don't have a monitor to see.
Well, we're watching at the beginning on the replay. I think you're seeing the same thing, but the guys are not really being that creative.
Okay, let's go to the final round, Bob. Cedric.
I love that response by Connie Hawkins. Yeah, we see them. They just stink. I love it. I'm seeing it. The replay doesn't look any different than what I'm seeing out there. These guys just stink. They're not good. Got to do a little bit more. I love Julius giving legit thoughts there and Connie Hawkins just being like, they stink. Let's get some more stuff going on here. Thankfully, things do ramp up in the final round. Weatherspoon will dazzle the crowd with a cradle dunk from behind the basket. Sabalos will hit a one-footed windmill. And then Miner will bring the house down with a one-handed windmill that makes Detroit Pistons legend Isaiah Thomas yell, "Oh, Harold Miner is a bad boy." Miner is so far ahead at this point in the competition that no matter what Sabalos and Weatherspoon do, they cannot win. Both guys complete basic dunks. Miner does a beautiful one-handed 360 to cap off the night. And Baby Jordan is your slam dunk champion.
Now, Harold Miner doesn't even need this dunk. He's already wrapped it up. So this is just going to be an exhibition dunk from Harold Miner, who's already won the championship. Last year, when Sabalos had already clinched it, he went to the blindfold. All right. At Harold Miner on some big time commercials over the next 12 months. Miner is Finer at the Delta Center in Salt Lake City.
Now, where things get really dicey here is that if you take Harold Miner out of this competition, it may as well have been post-practice workout at any college campus in America. Low effort, creatively devoid dunks. The NBA Slam Dunk Contest has seen better days. The next 3 years will feature several memorable moments, big wins, fun dunks, exciting players, but the bloom is undeniably off the rose. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the NBA at 75 Dunk Contest Retrospective here at the Over and Back Classic NBA Podcast. That is 1993. And if you thought that was depressing, oh boy, wait for 1997, which is going to get very depressing. And that will be a fun episode because we will discuss how 1997 is so bad and how the entire 90s kind of dragged this whole thing down to the point where the NBA is going to cancel the slam dunk contest. We'll get into all that and more in 1997. But want to, of course, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for supporting everything we do here at the Over and Back Classic NBA Podcast at Over and Back NBA. OverandBackNBA.com if you want to support us. The Fansided, the Step Back at Fansided, Fansided.com, where all these written components of this series are available for you as well. And then make sure, you rate, review, and subscribe in your podcast app of choice. We really do appreciate it. I hope you guys are enjoying these and hope you continue to enjoy them. So, again, like I said, things are going to get a little more depressing, so get used to that. But then we got 2000, baby. Don't worry. Things are going to get back in a very big way. But I hope you guys are enjoying these. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you again next time. Take care. Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.